producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It was 7 after the hour. Where are you? Throw away. Either I was losing a half an hour or I gained a half an hour. Or my clock is upside down, one or the other.
Let's go back in time.
7 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown, Rich McFadden here to discuss some of the issues. Recreational marijuana will be tax-free in Colorado due to a loophole in the state's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Overall tax collections in Colorado exceeded projections this year, which has caused a one-day tax waiver in Colorado.
Go shopping with friends.
The quirk in the law means that the 10% sales tax, excise tax, on marijuana will not be collected. This will save you $20 off the price of mid-grade pot. An ounce of mid-grade pot in the Denver area. They sell about $200 before taxes, so you save 10%.
Coincidentally, they doubled the sales tax on pizza.
And brownies.
All right. Do you have marijuana in pizza? People done that?
It's when you get the munchies afterwards, Doug.
How do you think pizza has become the staple that it is in the United States?
Well,
because
part of it is
have it after they have a smoke.
Well, you get the munchies, but the munchies. Italians have been using pot as a cooking spice for thousands of years. And you should try it. Yeah, it's not bad actually.
I should try it, or everybody should try it.
Everyone should try it.
Everybody should try it.
Remember Peyton Manning said when they asked him about the new laws, and he says, "Well, I can't comment on that, but all I know is business has been really good." Referring to his pizza chain that he owns, Papa John's.
Well, there was a Girl Scout. Remember, the kid was selling Girl Scout cookies across from the pot place in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And she was
cleaning up.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's the story of death row inmate Richard Glossop facing execution in Oklahoma for masterminding a murder at a motel back in 1997. So let's figure this out. 27 years ago, and he's now just getting to death row. The fourth time a date has been set for his death. The state halted executions in January after the results of that three-drug lethal injection protocol didn't work. This is so stupid. First of all, in what ways is it stupid? There's two ways that it's dumb. Number one, this is just vengeance. It doesn't deter. Yeah. A 27-year stint on death row is like having life in prison for most people because they're going to live that long. So that's a joke. The fact that they can't find lethal drugs when they can put a dog to sleep. It's the same stuff. What do you need other than when you put a dog to sleep, you give him an injection to calm him down, and then you give him another injection to stop his heart.
Yeah, but the dog doesn't know what's happening. He doesn't fight it.
Yeah. Well, and then the best thing to do, is give him a Valium before. Maybe that's cruel and unusual punishment. Anyway.
Well, they quite often do. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Roberta?
Valium?
Well,
why would Valium be cruel and unusual punishment?
I'm just being facetious because all of it seems to be cruel and unusual punishment.
Roberta hits the street corners every Friday afternoon looking for some.
So here's what's cruel and unusual punishment. The taxpayer that has to pay for all of these automatic required by law extensions and assessments.
That's not the expense. The expense is keeping him in prison. It's 60, you can go to Harvard cheaper than you go to prison.
Yeah.
But $65,000 a year.
Right. So it's the federal prisons. So you keep him there, but it's still cheaper than all the appeals, Joy. If you keep somebody in prison for life, it's cheaper to do it that way than to pay
them. Oh, yeah, but they're doing both.
That's my point. They're doing both. So you get it in the neck on both sides. And that's the system. Tell me that makes sense. Well, what are they doing in other countries?
The whole issue about capital punishment. Most countries don't have capital punishment anymore.
There's no point to it. It's not a deterrent. If you want to have vengeance, that's okay. There are some things, I don't like the death penalty, but there are some things that just seem, you know what, that's what that person deserves. The kid who shot up the campus. Just when you do something like that, that is so insane and insidious, mm-hmm. there's no reason to try to make it work or rehab. First of all, prisons don't rehab anybody anyway, do they? Really?
No.
Not at all. Yeah, okay.
This makes it worse, I think.
In many instances, that's true. Absolutely it does.
Yeah, you turn out to be a better criminal after you...
Right, you train... It's a training, yeah. Exactly. Training grounds for the next generation
of
criminals.
Your network has become other criminals. So instead of networking with people who can help you get out of your situation, you're networking with people who only keep you in or put you further in your situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have more skills. But if you went in as, you know, a bank robber, you can come out having many more skills.
Well,
so it's college for criminals.
So it is.
I like it.
In a moment, the value of a thank you to civil servants. 13 past the hour here on Good Day.
This multi-view report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive. But we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of 1. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, Joy Brown, Roberta Fascinelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, with a way for you to create a positive domino effect in your community by saying thank you to public servants. Now, this is a hard stretch for me because I find most of the people that I run into in the post office or at the registry of motor vehicles are dunderheads. And so then the thought comes back to, well,
you're going in with that theory.
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Right. I'm going in expecting to be treated the way I was treated the last time and the time before and the time before that. So they've tried this, Richie, in the District of Columbia. They've been teaching people to try to be a little more pleasant to public servants. The 30th annual Phyllis Golum Memorial Police and Firefighter Picnic Appreciation Day, hosted by the Capital Yacht Club and volunteers this past Saturday, 1,000 meals for off-duty personnel at work for that are civil servants in the Washington, D.C. area. These were firefighters and policemen and other people who do things that are, you know, the guys that work for the sewer department, the guys that work for the water department. So I guess I wonder, this is nice, I suppose. I'm betting there's a political, there's a machine run by some former congressman or staffer. It's a 501c3 that's running this organization. Why are you laughing?
Well, because the whole point of this is to go in expecting people to behave, expect and be grateful to them, and you're sort of shutting it down at the pass.
Yes, I am.
You're heading it off.
I'm being a cynic.
Yeah, but the point is, I mean, look, stupid and cheerful really does work. If you go in and somebody is awful, it's very hard to insult somebody unless you're going to be a co-conspirator. If I go to you and I say, could I get some help? And you say, look, I'm busy. I'd say, listen, as soon as you're finished, I can wait. You know, it's going to have a whole different thing. If you say, look, I pay your taxes. You know, I pay your salary. Why aren't you dealing with me? It's going to have a whole different kind of response. Just go.
Why should we have
it.
To have either approach? Why shouldn't it just be business as usual, efficient, well-run? Here's the way we do things.
Yeah, right.
Get
right.
It down.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, in a perfect world. It's not a perfect world. People have off days. They feel like people like the Dugs come in and expect trouble for them. Just try it. I used to do something called Do Something Nice for Somebody Thursdays, and it happened because in the old days we had pay phones. I was checking my machine, and I didn't have a quarter, and a guy gave me a quarter.
Yep.
And I thought that was really nice, and so I called, and then I had to gain another quarter. And later in the day, I got some change, and I was waiting in line, and somebody didn't have a quarter, and I gave them one. It changes everything. It doesn't have to be about money. It's just say thank you to somebody. Smile at somebody. Tell them that have a nice day. I mean, have a nice day is so trite. It doesn't mean anything. But just smiling at somebody.
But only do it on Thursdays.
No, well, I did it on Thursdays, and then people, it just was a day of, then people would call up and talk with me about it on the show. So that was that was kind of the reason of Thursdays. But you could do it. You could even do it on Wednesday. I mean, just try. Doug, try it. Try it for 24 hours of only saying positive, nice things, not sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do that in many areas, but I don't necessarily do it in areas where...
Not during the commercial breaks.
Yeah. Right.
But just try it once. I mean, just try it for 24 hours and see. Because it's not only that other people will be happier, you'll feel happier. We know gratitude lowers your blood pressure.
Absolutely. It's very healthy.
Yeah, just try it.
So trying it is, it's looking the other way. That's really what you got to do.
No, it's stupid and cheerful. It's not picking up the bait. It's not swallowing the bait. I was at a family reunion, and one of my sisters came up and said, how can you do that? And I said, do what? And they said, no, she was trying to insult you, and you never got mad. And if I say, Doug, are you having a tough day? You could either say, what do you mean about that? Or you could say, Joy, you have such a great sense of humor. There is no comeback to that. If you just treat any insult as a potential joke, as something that someone is just being wittier, they can't insult you. You have to be a co-conspirator. You don't have to do it.
So when Richie calls me dumb or stupid, I just laugh.
You just say, oh, Richie, you're I know you're just
being
affectionate.
Oh, Richie. Yeah.
I know you're just doing this because you have a problem with authority.
That's
you're
right.
So cute.
Right.
I know
Richie's not an authority figure for me. So
No, you're an authority figure for him.
I am. He has a problem with authority, and I have a problem with authority.
All right, both of you. That's why neither of you listen to me at all.
You're the dummy, then.
Yeah. You're the dummy.
Dummy.
Children. Sibling rivalry taken to a stupid response.
Really?
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, what can I tell you?
Civil rivalry. What?
Rivalry.
I thought it was civil bribery. That's, I thought we were talking about the
registry
of motor
vehicles. Same thing.
21 at the hour on Good Day.
Thank you. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Music time in this hour, the day program. We're going to work our way through some of the top pop tunes. And this gets us started from this week in 1989, Milli Vanilli singing Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You. I guess singing is...
Well, no. They were lip syncing.
Yes, right. That's an interesting term. You ever wonder the origin of lip syncing?
I can't exactly call it nose syncing.
No, but syncing. That's, you know, what's...
Synchronizing.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You know, the guy that wrote this song was a gas station attendant.
Really?
Somewhere here in the Washington area. I think Annapolis. And after they finally, you know, came out with it, that guy got a little bit of attention, and these guys ended up wherever they are.
Good. All right, next up on the Blaze of Hits is Blaze of Glory by John Bon Jovi. Picks off this week in 1990. This is a movie song, isn't it?
It is. Young Guns.
Okay. Who was in that? That was Sutherland and Charlie, the usual bunch.
And his brother.
Estevez.
Emilio. Bon Jovi does, he and his wife are very active in a lot of charities, including City Harvest.
Really?
He looks adorable. He's as cute as he ever was.
He's not a skinny old rocker.
No, he's gorgeous.
Is he?
He's really
is. Oh, he's been in movies and stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's very active.
He's like 4'6", though, right?
Well, he's about 5'8", 5'9".
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with that. All right.
I let you off on that one. Though.
Thank you. Paula Abdul. Big star this week in 1991, The Promise of a New Day.
She's just still on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Always say something nice, Richie. That's very good. Congratulations.
Yeah, I like her. She's very cool.
Let's get to TLC. Big song this week, 1992, as we move up from where we start, 1990. I think. That's Baby, Baby, Baby by TLC.
Oh, I wonder how they thought this up.
Baby, baby, baby.
Good band. Good stuff.
Tag team. This is a movie play.
Let's make this quick because the next one is really great, but you have to play this song because everybody will just go.
Big best of 1993. All right, so we need that. Lisa Loeb and the Nine Stories. Stay, I missed you. This week, 1994, a big song.
I've seen her TV show too.
She reminds me of Jewel. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, you can make the comparison.
Yeah.
Jewel's a little bit more country, but Lisa Loeb. I'll tell you why. They are both down to earth, very cool, very relatable, just normal people. They don't get all tied up.
I think they're both kind of smart too.
And they're both very smart. Yeah.
Yeah. I did Lisa's show with her at one point.
Did you?
Yeah. She's very cool. Very, very cool.
How do you think you look on camera, Joy?
Well, you know, if they're careful about the lighting and enough, they slap enough makeup on me, I'm okay. The other thing is most people on television are short, and I'm tall, so people, yeah. I'm the only person that has ever done television that looks skinnier on television than I do in mine.
Michael Jackson, big during this week in 1995. You are not alone as we approach 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As we present another portion of the program, comes to you, remember Gene Burns used to say, this program comes to you as a result of the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. Thank you very much for that, the foresight of our fathers to know that Good Talk Radio required freedom of speech. And this is Good Talk Radio. Listen to these people who are free thinkers and free speakers. Actually, I wish they were free, but they aren't. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Joy Brown, Rich McFadden, and the Good Day focus on interstellar travel. You've seen the pictures of
okay.
This whole business of us connecting with other planets, even in our own solar system. The pictures from Pluto, how cool they are. With Scott,
Pluto isn't even a planet anymore. I'm still so upset about that.
No, well, I think it's been.
I think there's
you
a whole movement.
See the pictures from that this week.
Yeah,
the NASA.gov website. Yeah. Oof. And Scott Kelly's pictures from the International Space Station.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, great.
And he posts a picture, at least one picture every day, if not two.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
really
All right,
cool.
Now, if you want to see something that's really amazing, check out the new TV channel that NASA has put up this week that shows you space like you have never, ever seen it before. I'm talking about such clarity and the videos and the stills and things. There's picture after picture and image after image of things that we never thought we'd have the access to see the way it really is in outer space. So now,
do you think we're alone in the galaxy?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't think we're alone at all, frankly. What people chuckle about when I give you my theory of evolution is that we blended with beings that were here and beings that came from other planets. I think that that's the only way you can explain black skin, white skin, yellow skin. There's no reason for the people on the planet to have different color skin, except with some output or input from elsewhere.
Genetic. genetics and mutations and stuff. But
I really think that we were part of a high school genetics experiment by some alien race.
It's gone wrong.
Right, and it's like okay, now what is the most odd animal you can make? I mean, look at the duck-billed platypus. Somebody said, oh, we'll take a bill from a duck, from a bird, and we'll combine it with, you know, some fishy things, and we'll add some mammal stuff together. Let's see what we get.
Right.
And that's what happened here. All these different creatures that we have are all just part of a high school genetics experiment.
It's the creature feature.
Yeah.
We're like in a big ant farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why am I sorry I asked
that
question?
Every now and then they pick it up and shake it.
You got to check the stuff that's at the new TV channel, NASA TV channel. One of the things that you will see there, depending on the day you check it out, is the information that's coming from the moon. There is a new research paper using photos from lunar reconnaissance orbiter cameras. And these pictures, as they have been measured by scientists, indicate the moon is shrinking, getting smaller. What's happening is there is a strange gravitational pull, the Earth and its power versus the composition. You know that gravity makes things, the more gravity there is, the tighter the being or the object is.
Not on human beings. We get saggy with gravity.
Well, that could be.
Right. Okay.
But you know what happens in other circumstances where there is matter involved or matter that matters. So the moon, depending on where it is in its orbit, apparently, has different, whether it's interference or influence, from the Earth's gravitational pull.
Absolutely.
And the moon is getting cooler. The exterior is getting cooler. The interior is getting warmer. Warmer, and therefore they have this kind of strange thing. If you go to the most recent issue of the journal Geology, Geology, you'll see the story of the pattern that has originated from all of the things. One of the problems the moon has is that it is a very uneven surface. It's like somebody who's had a lot of acne on their face, a lot of pock marks, and that's because, well, the theory is that it has no atmosphere, so it gets whacked all the time with the whatever
asteroids.
Stuff. Asteroids and those sort of things, whereas most of that burns up in the atmosphere around the Earth. And that's one of the things that makes us survive, that allows us to survive here, unless it's a really huge object, because the atmosphere of the Earth is such, for the most part, things that come into the atmosphere burn up. But what sort of back to this whole idea of the moon shrinking. Think about that in terms of just of our planet or other planets that are in the solar system or other planets that are in the galaxy. You asked me a minute ago, Joy, whether I thought there was other life in this galaxy. Well, if it's not here, there are so many galaxies. That's the thing that most people don't get. There are countless planets in our own galaxy that are solar systems just like ours. There are countless galaxies like the Milky Way that are in the universe that have no beginning and no end. We're traveling in different... We don't even understand. We can't even conceptualize how the Earth moves around the sun. Everything is traveling to who knows where. And the sun doesn't just sit there. It's moving around in the galaxy and the galaxy moving around in the universe. And where the heck are we going?
Well, the two things. First of all, if there was ever a time to study the moon, this is the second of three perigee moons. Perigee being that the moon is closest to the Earth.
Right.
Yeah. Apogee. Yeah. And so the moon appears 30% bigger than it does.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a harvest moon, and this September 28th will also be a total lunar eclipse. Mm-hmm. So things are going to get a little wacky. But
in the middle of Mercury being retrograde.
Yeah, I know. It's my toes are broken.
Yeah.
But the point being that statistically the assumption we're the only life force in the universe just doesn't make any sense.
No.
Statistically, you just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But it is an interesting time to be alive. You see Jeff Bezos is going to NASA and they're talking about manned space flights, you know, with Richard Branson.
Yep.
Oh, really?
It's terrific. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're talking about billions of dollars to
can we get that on
travel.
Amazon? Can we get that on Amazon Prime?
I think so.
I want to be the first broadcaster to go to the moon. What do you think?
Well, you and Jackie Gleason to the moon.
To the moon, Alice.
Right. Why is it... Why is that always to the moon, Alice? Why do people always use that?
That's what he would say on the honeymoon.
It's so easy.
He would say that on the honeymooners.
I know, but it's so easy. Can you remember something better?
Remember, didn't something launch?
Oh yeah,
last
that's
month,
right.
And they
that's
named
right.
It Alice.
Yeah,
Rocket Alice.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
There's also this comic strip. It's two astronauts on the moon, and there's like an upside down woman collapsed on the moon, and one is saying to the other, "I think it's Alice Cramden."
Yeah. Well, and if you think about that, that would never be allowed today. I mean, it's domestic violence. He's threatening her with smacking her.
All right, here's something to think about. We were talking earlier about the youngster. There's a story floating around about this the young man, 14 years old, lived in Irving, Texas, and he brought a backpack to school that had a clock in it, and he told everybody he made it, and everybody thought it was a bomb, so he gets arrested. Meanwhile, a 15-year-old in Philadelphia arrested for plotting an attack that ISIS suggested to him. Apparently, he's one of these youngsters that is following ISIS here in our country. The idea was to kill the Pope when he comes to Philadelphia. So the younger people that apparently don't have enough in their lives to occupy their minds, they become perfect fodder for these people.
But it's always been thus. It's always been thus. That if you look at the cults in the 70s, if you look at, I mean, who goes off to war? You don't send 40-year-olds off to war because they're not going to play. You send 18-year-olds.
Yep.
And you send especially, and the people who feel that the system offers them nothing are the ones that are most vulnerable. And at the most vulnerable age. Look at a lot of the suicide bombers are very young men.
Yeah.
And occasionally young women.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that it's always an issue of transitions are hard for human beings, and not everybody feels that the system will work for them. Talk to a teenager. They're not the world's most fun people to be around because they really feel like nobody pays any attention to them.
To take an aspirin or not. Up next here on Good Day, 43 past the hour.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synth. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. This week, tens of thousands of people will get a shot in the arm. Some will get an allergy shot, others a vaccine or a painkiller. Whatever the reason, a lot of them won't like getting that shot because of the pain. For those people, what I'm about to say might be even more painful. You see, a company has developed a hypodermic needle that hurts a lot less than regular needles. That's right, it hurts less. So why is this news painful? Because the company decided not to sell it. The needle is coated with silicone, and lawsuits against silicone manufacturer Dow Corning put the company in bankruptcy, even though the lawsuits were later proven to be scientifically groundless. So, to avoid lawsuits that could put it out of business, the developer of the painless needle decided not to sell it. Let's be fair, it's a shame how many products never make it to market because of lawsuit abuse. It's also a shame how many life-saving products have been removed from the marketplace simply because of liability concerns. It doesn't have to be this way. Learn more. Visit our new website at centerforamericatv.org.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Check out the videos of the day at DougStephan.com, if you please. Video of the day today is from Larry at Sanctuary Cruises, talking about the story of that whale on top of a couple of kayakers. Did you see that story earlier this week?
Yeah.
You can see the
whale
video.
Basically jumped on them.
Yeah, right. Check this. You got to see this video. This is more dramatic
it's
than
unreal.
You could possibly imagine. Yeah, it's very cool.
Have you ever seen a whale up close, like on a whale watch or something?
No.
It's very cool and terrifying all at the same time, because what you realize is they could do anything they wanted.
Well, there's a remake of Moby Dick coming out at Christmas time. I forget what the name of the movie is, but it's the story of Moby Dick. And the way the computerized images of this whale that destroys all of these boats and these people is ferocious and horrifying. It's as bad
as
it
is. They're very big.
See, we think of whales as like these friendly, beautiful creatures.
I think they are.
Sharks are killers. Man-eating killers.
No, nope.
After this
dolphins.
Movie in 10 years. Yeah, dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins are much scarier than
I got hit in the chest by a dolphin. They are strong.
Wow, what's the matter with dolphins?
Well, it turns out my daughter's a marine biologist, and she said sharks get a bad rep, but they're relatively benign. Dolphins are really jokesters, and they're much more dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Not because they're trying to be, but because they just are.
No, well, who knows? I mean,
we don't really
read animals' minds very well, as much as we pretend that we do. But you know, we anthropomorphize that if we like the way an animal looks, we think it's benign.
Like
if
a human being, right? Exactly.
If it's got big teeth, then we think it's scary.
So, what was that word again?
Big teeth.
Anthropomorphize.
I love that. Anthropomorphize.
Remember the dolphins?
It's birds sing when they're happy, and wolves are mean. We attribute human characteristics to non-humans.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Usually inaccurately.
The story from the medical world today with a focus on aspirin. We're having this conversation off the air about how an aspirin a day will give you nosebleeds. It does thin your blood, keep you from having a heart attack.
And ulcers.
Also can mess up, can have an effect on your colon, your digestive system, your nose, your skin might become thinner and bleed more often, so something to keep in mind. But according to the research, an aspirin is good if you're suffering from colorectal cancer. The Preventive Services Task Force has studied this. You know, these studies come about sometimes by accident.
They're sponsored by Bayer quite often.
Well,
it decreases inflammation. So anything, that's what an aspirin does. It decreases inflammation and fever. It's and pain. Pain, swelling, which is inflammation, and What was the other one?
Inflammation is the cause of all disease. All dis-ease. Anything, when you have your bones that are out of sorts or your stomach, it's all because of inflammation. Your heart, all inflamed lungs, it's inflammation. So that's what you got to work on. And that's all a result of the food that you eat. Whatever you're putting in your body oftentimes causes that. So here we have taken care of the medical report as well. Dr. Joy, Roberta, Doug, and Richie at 10 before the hour.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephens Good Day program. Kenny and I have the talent of Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Believe it or not, boys and girls, Microsoft is downloading Windows. Good, Doug. Windows 10. Just in case you want to use it. I have these. I have all over my computers yesterday an update. Is that the update they're trying to...
It may be, and there's actually... I just tweeted the way to go and check and delete it if you don't want it.
Yeah.
It's actually a big problem for people. The files combined can be almost 3 gigs. A lot of computers today have very small hard drives, so that's a problem right there. It also feels like an invasion of privacy, frankly.
Yeah, it's like being force-fed.
Yes. But also a lot of people use their computers on a Wi-Fi connection that's connected to a broadband account, which means you only get limited amounts of data a month.
Right.
So this may suck up your entire data plan and you didn't even want it.
How to win friends and influence people. More on Microsoft and their changes coming up here on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The snow Costello Fine Leather and Trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, Greg Stebbins with us here on Good Day to discuss Microsoft and the Windows 10 account that you have, and or at least you got a, you didn't know you had one, but you have Microsoft, so now they're force feeding, or maybe you've checked your computer. What do you have?
Well, I'm using Windows 7. I'm actually looking for the files now. I tweeted some instructions for how to find the files and block them from Lifehacker. The problem is, this is very important actually, if you block the updates, in other words, remove them from your machine, once you remove them, you have to block it so Microsoft doesn't download them again. If in the future you decide to download Windows 10, you're going to have to remember to go unblock the updates, or you'll keep trying to update and it will refuse and you'll waste an entire weekend pulling your hair out.
Most well. Well, then we can sell them some Provia and their hair will come back again.
Well, see, there's always a bright, shiny side to everything.
Right. So Facebook is working on a new button that is the opposite of like.
Yes. So just in time for a presidential election, by the way.
Dislike. Is that what the button is going to read?
Well, we don't know what it's going to look like or exactly do, but they're calling it the dislike button. Yes.
Dislike button.
Yes.
So that would be some, must be the people have called for this because there's so much focus. I know whenever I post it, yeah, please like it.
Yes.
I have this thing going on with my farm and trying to find a way to sell the development rights, and we have a lot of different people from different organizations looking at it and liking it and passing it on to the next person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I get how that works. But it's just, it seems that, that there is so much attention to Facebook in comparison to Instagram, Pinterest, and even maybe Twitter, although I'm told by some of the younger people that I know that Instagram is more important now than Facebook. But yet we don't know who runs Instagram. I said this to Kenny earlier. We don't know who runs Pinterest. I don't know who runs Twitter. But I sure as heck know who runs Facebook.
Well, no social media has the overall reach as Facebook. I mean, there was a day a month or so ago where a billion people used Facebook that day. So 1/7 of the world was on Facebook on the same day.
And 1/7 of the world is going to order new iPhones, it would appear. The Chinese are...
Well, then they better get that factory cracking because they have a lot of work ahead.
Right, exactly. There you go. The $32 a month thing is what most people are talking about. Get a new phone all the time, pay $32 a month to these people. Geniuses they are. 59, speaking of geniuses, Greg Stebbins with us every day at this time from Men's Health Magazine on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.